any concerns after that first period? You guys really were kind of dominant, but weren't able to score that goal. Were you worried at all at that point that it would come back to bite you?
No, no concerns at all. You know, that's hockey, especially this time of year. Goalies step up and play well a lot of the time. So, you know, it was important for us to just stay focused and keep putting pucks to the net and you know, try and get some by them.
Did you guys lose some composure in that second period when they went in that flurry?
Yeah, I don't know if we lost our composure, but it felt like, you know, for half a second when we weren't 100% perfect, they capitalized and, you know, we felt, speaking for the guys, I'm sure we were working really hard. It just, you know, kind of unlucky. That's how it felt.
Did it feel like game one at times where you guys were owning most of the shots but couldn't get penalties in the past?
Yeah, I don't know. We thought we had some good looks and we were getting rebounds and creating some second and third opportunities, and it was just a matter of sticking with it. I think we felt like it was a matter of time before it was going to go in for us, but you know, it's tough to come back from a deficit like that.
Were you able to get too many opportunities around the crease, rebound opportunities, and like the Jets?
What's that, sir?
Were you able to get too many opportunities around the
crease? Well, yeah, for sure. That's how they scored a couple of their goals. And like I said, it felt like one small breakdown, and it just cost us. So, you know, we just got to stick with our plan and you know, try and win a hockey game up in Winnipeg.
Do you feel like you need to be in more of a defensive game against these guys like game four?
Well, we definitely need to play strong defense when they have the puck. But, you know, when it's time to go, it's time to go. And we gotta find ways to score goals and create offense. So, you know, you need to be great at both areas of the game.
Ryan, how much does momentum shift? You get the tying goal to go up 1-1, and then, you know, the building gets alive, and you guys have some jump, and then they bang, they score 2-1.
Yeah, especially with Yanni coming off an injury and coming back in the lineup and really playing some spectacular hockey for us his first two games, which is hard to do. And to see him come down and put one perfect placement, it was definitely energized our bench, and we needed to go out there and play better. And then in the next few shifts, and they found a way to, you know, get the lead back, and you know, that kind of hurts you.
Ryan, what do you guys have to do now going up there in terms of the way you have to play?
Well, we got to play our game. We got to stick to what makes us successful against this team, and just go up there and find a way to win a hockey game. It's not going to be a perfect game, but we got to do the best we can to execute our game as consistent as possible, and you know, we believe we have the personnel in here to do it. So I'm just about getting some rest tonight and going up there and doing our thing.